This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Wednesday night, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. I can do it now. This this portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense, because it is Wednesday. I was like it on the world according to Second Call Defense. Right now, let me set the stage for you. The gun control nuts are never going to be... They're never going to win an award for their ability to suppress emotion and to think critically and calmly. But in all honesty, sometimes you got to wonder how they get along in the world at all. This uncertainty has been coming up in my mind more of late, simply because of their apparent coordinated campaign to bring the defensive utility of firearms into question by way of a relatively new argument. Their weird excuse for thinking goes like this: few mass shootings are stopped by armed citizens, so guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens are of no use for self-defense. We'll go ahead and set aside the fact that firearms are used defensively in America at least hundreds of thousands of times in America each year. Some estimates exceed the 3 million mark, the 2.5 million mark, and at least... one gun control guru who calls himself a scientist has admitted that it is difficult to find fault with these mind-blowing numbers, simply because of the way they're compiled. Well, set aside the fact that mass shootings, while horrific and made for today's shock value media, are one of the rarest of events. For the record, a number of mass shootings have been interrupted by armed citizens. What would have happened without this intervention will never be known. We will never know who is alive and well today because of it. Did the legally armed Uber driver in Chicago save 4 lives, 7, 10? It wasn't even considered a mass shooting because the bad guy with the gun had only just started to shoot into the crowded city street when the good guy with the gun put him down in his tracks with a well-placed shot. Not a mass shooting based upon body count. Certainly one. It could have been one. It would have been one. How many other shootings were prevented from ever being defined as mass because of a gun in the right hands? How many other shootings were stopped because the first bullet was fired, before the first bullet was fired? We will never know, but we do know that the radicals would put the number at zero if they had their way. One ironic but unsurprising characteristic of mass shootings is that research on the matter shows that 9 out of 10 occur on the specific properties where the gun control crowd feels safest. Places that prohibit defensive firearms from being carried by the law-abiding. Many of the others are committed in political jurisdictions where defensive firearm carry is prohibited for all intents and purposes, but the not-so-benevolent political leaders. Read that to me in California. Who would have ever believed that crazed killers who are set on violating society's most sacred law would not be deterred by a relatively minor law accompanied with a plastic sign posted prohibiting the possession of a gun? Who would have thunk it? It doesn't make any sense. Gun control activists work daily to prohibit possession of firearms everywhere, including our homes, but they have a particular obsession with schools, universities, hospitals, churches, military bases, and workplaces, where if you look at where a lot of these mass shootings take place, you'll find they take place in schools, universities, hospitals, churches, military bases, and workplaces. If their favorite laws don't do the job in a certain jurisdiction, they'll just ask a private property owner to post signs barring and banning gun possession. Not coincidentally, the aspiring mass murderers who couldn't care less about complying with gun possession laws or rules have a similar obsession with those same places. It's not necessarily that they think they're going to survive the day that makes them famous, thanks to our very twisted mass media. It's more that they don't want to be interrupted by an armed good guy before they do all the killing they believe they must do in order to have their name remembered. They know the places where they are more likely to achieve success. Almost all of what gun control advocates do is perverse by definition, but the whole guns aren't good for self-defense because so few mass shootings are stopped by armed citizens thing is crazy. It's laughable and it's crazy. So let's get this straight. The gun controllers work tirelessly to prohibit good guys from carrying guns. Then when mass murders take place where no good guy with a gun is present to interfere, they use that scenario as evidence to indicate something other than the insanity of their proven policy failure. Because it's still guns. Maybe they could start a new lobby that claims that specific maritime disasters prove life vests don't save lives on sinking ships. They were locked away in the bowels of the ships at the moment. Crisis was irrelevant. If there's some sort of shooting going on, if there's a defensive or if there's an offensive shooting going on, one thing that is definite is that in order for a good guy with a gun to persevere, the gun has got to be present with him. Notice that you never see a mass shooting occur at a gun show or at an IDPA shooting event or at any outdoor shooting event. How come we never see a mass shooting there? So many guns. All the bloodthirsty gun owners are there. How come that never happens? And that's because as soon as one pilgrim shot an innocent person, he would be shot and probably cut in half from all angles. It would be almost like a Mel Brooks movie. It's an undeniable truth. Gun controllers actively make location vulnerable to acts of brutal mass violence by advocating policy to disarm regular good people. Then when crazed killers are successfully baited to these artificially soft targets to do their evil, they use the incident to argue that their disarmament efforts needs to be expanded. See, it wasn't that we disarmed everybody there and that's why they got killed. We didn't disarm far enough away from, you know, in a concentric circle away from this place. So, these guys. I like knowing that armed citizens are around me. I like knowing that. I like knowing that there's people carrying guns around me. Besides the cops, cops would do a fine job if they could, but there's not enough of them, and they're very well spread out, more so than they really would like to be. And that puts more of a emphasis on the armed citizen being present. That's what you have to bear in mind. There's just not enough of them. There's one cop for every 19,000 of us nationwide. Do the math. What are the odds he's going to be beside you when something happens? Not very good. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. What does it mean to be prepared? Coming to you live from the Polly, I'm doing a show. Don't hit me with stuff like that. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Also, additionally, since I haven't got it in the circulation, I just like the spot. Welcome to the family, S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
Check them out at S3F Solutions. Back in October 2015, young 23-year-old Sammy Mohammed Hamza had planned to travel to Jordan in order to conduct an attack on Israeli soldiers and civilians. And he had some family, financial, and logistic reasons that he couldn't go take his trip. So then he decided to turn his murderous gaze towards a more convenient target. Wisconsin is home to 11,000 free and accepted Masons and 180 Masonic lodges. Though it is not a religion, the Masons of all people appeared on Hamza's radar. According to Fox News, Hamza hoped to murder 30 Masons because those 30 will terrify the world. The expletive will know that nobody can play with Muslims. Fortunately for the Masons, undercover FBI agents intercepted Hamza and arrested him after selling him two automatic rifles and a suppressor. Milwaukee must have felt relieved to avoid a reoccurrence of the 2012 attack at the Sikh temple in the Oak Creek suburb, where a white supremacist murdered six people. After being wounded by police, that attacker shot himself. Once again, the old second gun showing up. On the day after Thanksgiving, in the midst of a bitter winter storm, another madman staged an assault on the Colorado Springs offices of Planned Parenthood, killing five in a five-hour gun battle in the building's parking lot. Taken alive by police, the murderer ranted at his arraignment that he had done it for the babies. Stunned residents of this scenic community at the base of Pikes Peak, America's Mountain, had just begun to put away the harsh memory of another shooter who, less than 30 days before, stepped out of his residence less than 5 miles from Planned Parenthood, shot the first person he encountered, a veteran of three tours of the Iraq War, on a morning bike ride. He then proceeded down the street to kill two neighborhood women. He was eventually brought down by police officers in a running gun battle that covered several blocks. And then, of course, there's San Bernardino. There's no need to recount the horror of that attack there. News media already soaked us with the bloody details. Add to this list the offices of a French satire magazine, a military recruiting office in Tennessee, a movie theater, an elementary school, and a nightclub. New crime scenes are added, yet they never add up. When we come face to face with terror, there's no time to worry if it's in the form of religion or mental illness or just garden variety criminal violence. Question here is, how can we as individuals prepare for threat when threat is so random? Have you ever thought of it that way? Now, it's not so much that the threat is random. The motive is random. Maybe the threat is just that simple. Maybe the threat is randomness. Maybe that's the overall threat. It's far easier to confront a threat when you see it coming. It's a surprise that will get you killed. Failure of imagination is a term that entered the lexicon that came, you know, after 9/11. It describes a state of vulnerability brought on by the inability to conceive of the gravity of the threat that you're going to face. There's a danger inherent in this syndrome, and it's hinted at by the event that unfortunately popularized its use. Now, on a much smaller scale, it perfectly describes anybody's... It's natural to believe that something awful can... You know, it's hard to believe that's going to happen that way. You have this reticence about it. You don't think it's going to happen at work, or at lunch, or at the Masonic Lodge. Now, There is a class of Americans here in the United States called, you know, we're the gun carriers. We carry a firearm daily. Referred to by some in a glamorous way as the sheepdogs, if that's glamorous of society. We're at the head of those who do not suffer from a failure of imagination. We understand that violence is rarely signaled and danger is amplified by lack of awareness. We expect the threat to be random and we prepare for the randomness. By doing that, the way to prepare for something random, by the way, is to over-prepare, to have more than you need. I know that I talk about this. Okay, you got to have a gun. Okay, so you got to have a gun, but then you got to have. I like to carry two reloads for this gun. So that right there is 17 is 34, and 18 is 52. 52 rounds of ammo. Then you got to have a trauma kit. Got to have a trauma kit, so that's in case you got to put Band-Aids on people. You need a card from Second Call Defense because you're going to need some legal defense right after all of this is happening. And at the same time, you got to go train. Bill, why do you punish us? I'm not punishing you. I'm trying to instill in you this understanding that you can be prepared for the randomness. You can be prepared for the randomness, but you have to take the steps. You have to be willing to invest the time. There is a degree of money involved. You have to buy a gun. You have to buy magazines. You have to buy ammo. You have to buy the med kit. There's a lot of things that you have to buy. Yes, I get that part of it. But at the same time, what's your life worth? What's the life of your children worth? What's the life of your loved ones? What's the life of your friends worth? Can you put a number on that? When people come to me and say, Bill, why do you carry such expensive guns? What's my life worth? What's my life worth to me? What's it worth to the people that care about me? I carry the most extreme tool to do the job that I can possibly carry because it's going to do the job. I had a Pop Warner football coach one time. I'll never forget this guy. I hope one day to meet him again. He's still alive. That's the funny thing. Still alive. Steve Marche. He told us that we play the way we practice. I'll never forget that. Never. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
See, if I do this in the middle of the song, this is what happens. This is pretty funny. I'll never get to monetize a YouTube channel as long as the show's going on it, because even though the show complies with all of the rules according to BMI and everything with the FCC, YouTube called what just happened a copyright violation. That just cracks me up. I'm sorry. Anyway, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, one question I've been dying to ask anybody is, if you're in a gun-free zone, and you're there enjoying your meal, or you're there enjoying your show, or you're there enjoying whatever you're enjoying, maybe you're just shopping. Wherever you're at, if all of a sudden while you're there in your gun-free zone and you're enjoying not bothering anybody, if somebody busts in and starts blowing the place apart, is somebody liable here? Well, in Tennessee, Senator Dolores Gresham has recently introduced Senate Bill 1736, which would establish that if a person or entity posts to prohibit the possession of firearms on the property, The posting entity, for the purposes of liability, assumes custodial responsibility for the security and defense of any concealed handgun permit holder harmed while on the posted property. While this is not a new concept, Arizona's tried this several times since 2002. They tried the Defenseless Victim Act of 2002. That was the first. Subsequent bills in Arizona, Georgia, Kansas, Illinois. None of these have made it into law. However, under Wisconsin's Concealed Carry Act, property owners are immune to liability if they allow concealed carry on their properties. They lose immunity if they post gun-free zone signs. Now, is this the new front in the fight to eliminate the so-called gun-free zone? A gun-free zone right now, Hillary Clinton gets out there and talks about how the gun industry is the only industry with complete immunity about lawsuits, and that's not necessarily the fact. Now, is it? But the gun-free zone, it has been enjoying complete immunity from things. There's no liability risk in most states for establishing a gun-free zone. Concealed carry license holders are disarmed, and those who disarm them need do nothing to ensure the security of those on their property. It is a fantasy to believe that signs are going to protect you. Unless they're really big signs and they cover you from head to toe and they're made out of a ceramic, something to keep rounds from penetrating. That might protect you, and it might say gun-free zone while it's on there. But otherwise it's just a sign. It's not going to protect you any more than the no parking sign will. Alan Korn makes the argument for holding liable those who create gun-free zones. If you create a gun-free zone, he says, you're liable for any harm it causes. And he summarizes the fraudulent arguments of the anti-rights activists and their mythology. They believe that self-defense should be illegal. They believe that guns should be confiscated. They believe that no one but authority should have guns. And even then, you know, when they use them, we gotta fry them. But that's not really part of it, though. I'm just thinking out loud. And they believe that government can take care of you better than you can. The anti-self-defense lobby will tell you to rely on the police for your safety. The police have no legal duty to protect you, the individual, and they routinely respond after an event to pick up the pieces. When seconds count, they're going to be minutes away. The notion that a gun-free zone is safe is a fraud perpetrated on the public because only innocent victims like you and me would be affected by it. There is no alternative form of security, rarely provided. I never see any provided in most places. And three privately held firearms have been repeatedly shown to deter and prevent crime in one scholarly study after another. At the 2015 Gun Rights Policy Conference, a Dr. Edeen asked, what strategy can we have to hold the owners of gun-free zones accountable when they disarm us and then something bad happens? Alan Gottlieb, founder and executive vice president of the sponsoring Second Amendment Foundation, suggested a legislative strategy that would put teeth into laws about gun-free zones, that if you establish a gun-free zone, you're held liable. That should be without, you know, that should just be happening. That should just be happening. It's not, but it should be. This would allow those of us that end up damaged by gun-free zones to seek damages in a court of law. Then it would become a liability to have a gun-free zone. If a business posts a gun-free zone, it assumes the responsibility of defending the private citizen. Should a citizen decide not to carry means for their self-protection, that's on them. That's their decision. Free world, free country. When a business makes this decision for you, it should then become the responsibility for the safety of all patrons that falls upon that business who's made that call. Alan Korn then told the audience about the two bills mentioned previously that were put forward in the Arizona legislature. He also reminded people that the right to bear arms is an enumerated civil right, and that 18 U.S.C. sections 241 and 242 makes it a federal crime either to conspire to deprive someone of a constitutionally protected right, section 241, or for a person to act under color of law to deprive someone of his or her rights or privileges protected under the Constitution, 242. He also implored people to make the public aware that these make-believe gun-free zones do nothing but protect the criminal. If a criminal has decided to commit a crime, why would they be stopped by a gun-free zone sign? Because they're already breaking laws or on their way to break laws or something. Congress removed military bases recently from the list of federal gun-free zones because they recognize them as dangerous to our military. Now, I think the Air Force is getting ready to let people arm up. There's certain National Guard bases that are doing this. The only way we're going to be rid of these victim disarmament zones is when businesses and corporations recognize their liability is greater if they perpetuate the myth that a gun-free zone is safe. And if they continue to employ them. Now, the Buckeye Firearms Association advised Ohio businesses and employers that when they post discriminatory signs banning concealed handgun license holders, that they may incur liability should customers be attacked while at their facilities or in their parking lots. They may incur duty of care and responsibility to protect customers while they are on their property. Some would argue that it is the business's freedom to decide whether firearms are allowed or not on their property, but to paraphrase John B. Finch about fists and noses, a business's freedom to make decisions and when my right to self-defense begins. We need to make the public aware of the dangers of these fraudulent gun-free zones. An educated populace can pressure their elected representatives at the state and federal level to pass legislation that will make the killing spree zones as extinct as those well-intentioned but flawed laws should become. There's nothing wrong with trying to ensure freedom, ensure safety, but it's not going to be by making everybody defenseless. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I never get surveyed, and yet they tell me all the time what I want. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The, you know, last month this survey was talked about that came out of the the Bloomberg School of Public Health from Johns Hopkins. I didn't know that much about it. It was published in the American Journal of Public Health last month, and this was based upon a web-based survey of 3,949 individuals performed in January of 2015. Now, I don't know who these individuals are. I don't know what questions they ask these individuals regarding this. If, for example, if they were in New York City and they're asking people in New York City about this question, of course they're going to say yes because they don't know any better. And that's part and parcel of all of these studies you hear about all the time. Who are they asking? In their study with 3,949 people asked, 59% said they would be willing to consider a childproof gun if they were to purchase a new weapon. Study was led by vocal advocate for gun control, Stephen Terrett, a professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School's Department of Health Policy and Management and founding director of the School Center for Gun Policy and Research, who co-authored the piece with another Bloomberg School professor and two researchers from Northeastern University and the Harvard School of Public Health. Terrett said in a statement, "By simply using technology that already exists and bringing it to the marketplace, the public health benefits would be enormous. allowing us to take a standard injury prevention approach to preventing gun violence. First things first, here's the thing about this. Let's say tomorrow they come out with a smart gun that all of us don't snicker at and laugh about and everything else. It's going to be decades. It's going to be maybe a century before all of the dumb guns are off the market. Unless they try to round them up, which that would be, then everybody would be wishing everybody had smart guns at that point. Money for the effort came from the New Venture Fund, a liberal public interest group that has received a number of Joyce Foundation gun violence grants in the recent years. Joyce Foundation, if you've never heard of it, Valerie Jarrett comes from that, Barack Obama comes from that. This has been used through the NVF's Fund for a Safer Future effort to support movements for background checks on all gun sales, bans on what they term assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines, and a crackdown on private gun sales, the Trinity, if you will. All of this has the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the trade group for the gun industry, crying foul. Well, they shouldn't be crying foul. They should be crying, you bunch of sorry liars. You bunch of manufacturing a survey liars. But they put out a rebuttal, Smart Guns Dumb Survey, which characterizes the Bloomberg School survey as an editorial overview of a flawed survey with the cards stacked for a predictable outcome, which is what it is. I don't agree with the way they put it. They're way too nice about it. Taking issue with the methodology of the study, which was performed online rather than by more traditional phone calls, they cite that by doing so, the respondents were more tech-savvy and therefore biased towards futuristic smart guns. I don't agree with that either. I don't agree with that either. There's 70-year-olds on Facebook. You don't have to be new or to be tech-savvy. You don't have to be young to be tech-savvy. Further to the point, to the fact that pollsters did not provide any information about technologically enhanced firearms, only asking how familiar they were with the concept, with a staggering 80% admitting that they had no knowledge of how a smart gun would work. Then there's the question of cost, which was not even broached. There's also no indication on whether the Bloomberg survey asked respondents how much extra they would be willing to pay as a premium for such technology. That's a key indicator of what the market might actually look like and separates the respondents who think it's a nice idea, but they still wouldn't buy it, and those who may actually act and those that may actually act on their interest. The sweet spot on a gun right now, on a handgun, is about $500. Maybe a little bit lower, maybe a little bit higher, maybe tickling six. When you get up into the 7 and 8 and 9, you're in the lower premium category. When you broach 1,000, you're in the premium. This is my opinion, okay? You're in the premium category. Typically, you're going to find polymer guns, half polymer guns, like the ones I carry, my Glocks, in the $500 range. A smart gun, the Armatix IP1, the gun itself was $1,400 in the accompanying enabling wristwatch, which was the size of a small stop sign, was another $400. So your outlay to get into self-defense with the 10-round magazined Armatix IP1 was about $1,800. And it can, right now, as of this moment, one thing they have not yet figured out how to approach this with a semi-automatic. That slide is bouncing back and forth every time you pull the trigger. That is not good for the very, and the gun itself is not, there's a harmonic distortion that's happening across the gun's frame every time you pull the trigger. That's not good for electronics that may be installed in the gun. That's not good. That's not good for the technology. The NSSF noted that while the survey was conducted over a year ago, the study of its findings was only released as the politics on smart guns is heating up once again in New Jersey. In their own survey conducted in 2013 from about 1,200 respondents of landline and mobile phones, They found 63% of people would not buy a smart gun, and only 17% approved of a mandate requiring them to be sold. It's dumb technology. It really is. Why would you want to mess up something so simple and such a piece of genius in its simplicity? On the other side of the argument, you know, the gun controllers, they contend the figures in the Bloomberg effort are spot on. Lad Everett, director of communications at the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, told Guns.com, "Is this supposed to be surprising? Of course, most people would consider buying smart guns. First of all, Americans love technology and innovation. It's in our DNA. The gun industry is still operating in the 20th century, and it's embarrassing. More importantly, though, people love their kids and want to take every sensible step to protect them. Lad Everett would like to see every gun taken away from us, and then if we start getting killed by the government, that means it's constitutional." But Lad is out there saying, "It's embarrassing that we're using 20th century technology." We're not using that. I've got some very nice 21st century ammunition in my gun, Lad. Don't concern yourself, buddy. Some of this stuff cracks me up. It really does. It cracks me up. So there. I don't know what to expect out of these people anymore. But there's always tomorrow. That's the thing. They will keep coming at us over and over again with all of this stuff. And, you know, they're beginning, some of the stuff they're doing is sort of futile, it's sort of desperate, and at the same time, some of the stuff they're doing is actually, it's quite imaginative. Some of these, one of the things I've heard is, how many people die due to terrorists versus gun violence? Well, in the United States, not that many, but that's something else altogether different. They like to take and conflate the data so that we can, sit there and be confused. I don't get confused by anything they say, because when I see their mouth moving, I just sort of figure they're lying. Coming up next is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.